Lucy Q, this is K-A-H-J-O-Y. It is Universal Time is 0300, or on the this side of the world, it is 2200 hours Eastern Standard Time. Looking for check-ins, over. Nothing heard at this minute, so I will start the dike, and I'll check for a couple more check-ins before we get to the crust of it. So, good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Real and the Great Liberty Net. With that being said, this week I think I will open by the fourth verse of our national anthem. Oh, thus be it ever when freemen shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God be our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Let me try for check-ins one more time before I get started. This is K-A-H-J-O-Y for the Real Liberty Net on 3.995. Looking for check-ins. Over. Nothing heard, so I'm just going to do a quick start of one. Good evening, good evening. I know we're still messing around with this election, but in the event there is a Biden administration, there are 6 gun control measures to be quickly implemented by good old Mr. Biden. This is from Trending Politics. Very few times did they address it about more gun control and not less during the debate. So what's on tap for new regulations? In short, anything they can get away with. But Ryan Kleckner, writing at the Federalist, has compiled a list of half dozen priorities, and gun owners aren't going to like them. He notes, if we have a Biden administration, I'm glad he said the word if, in the White House on January 20th, we will have the most overly and anti-gun president in American history. It's overtly, I'm sorry. Biden's plan lists efficiently every gun control measure ever proposed, banning assault weapons, banning high-capacity magazines, limiting the number of weapons Americans can purchase, holding manufacturers liable for criminal misuse of their products, and many, many more. Out of the myriad options, a Biden administration will have to infringe on our constitutional protection, which is a violation of the Second Amendment. News events and a bit of firearm industry institution, I think the first thing the Biden administration will do regarding weapons and guns is give the chances are banning pistol braces, banning homemade firearms with 80% receivers, the type of items you buy from cheaper than dirt, and banning online firearm and ammunition sales. It's also estimated that 3 additional policies would be pursued if the Biden administration comes to power: banning assault weapons, banning high-capacity magazines, and requiring universal background checks. He then took a look at each issue, but surfaced to say the standing modus operandi would become limits, bans, new taxes, new regulations, in any way to enhance the federal government's ability to prevent people from buying weapons and then tracking them once they were purchased. I won't read the rest of the article. It pretty much is just about good old sleepy sloppy Joe, but this administration, and I've not heard anything about it, but that Booker character that was running for the president's office It was said that he would be the gun czar, but I've not heard any more about that. But they're all dangerous people, there's no doubt. Let me check one more time. CQ for check-ins for the Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me kick it off with Mr. Larry, N4ROQ in the great state of Tennessee. You have the podium. This is KAHAOY.
Okay, Bob, there was one gentleman tried to check in there, that not this last time, but the time before you asked for check-ins, but you couldn't hear him. Maybe he'll come back there in a few minutes. All right, I'll go from there. Looks like Iran is adding to their nuclear complex. This was in the USA Today on Saturday, today's paper. It started out with, this is from the Associated Press, from Dubois, United Arab Emirates. Iran has begun construction on a site of its underground nuclear facility at Fordo amid tensions with the U.S. over its atomic program. According to satellite photos obtained by the Associated Press on Friday, Iran has not publicly acknowledged any new construction at Fordo. That's spelled F-O-R-D-O. While the purpose of the building remains unclear, any work at Fordo likely will trigger a new concern in the waning days of the Trump administration before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Already, Iran is building at its Natanz nuclear facility after an explosion in July that Tehran described as a sabotage attack. They said a December the 11th satellite photo shows what appears to be a dug foundation for a building with dozens of pillars. The construction site sits northwest of Fordo's underground facility, built deep inside a mountain to protect it from potential airstrikes. The site is near other above ground support and research and development buildings at Fordo. President Donald Trump in 2018 unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from Iran's nuclear deal, in which Tehran has agreed to limit its uranium enrichment in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. Since the deal's collapse, Iran has resumed enrichment there. Okay. And move on from there. It looks like, here's an article regarding the Trump administration. This is how Trump looks at a lot of stuff, and Obama put these are restricting water flow regulations on shower heads and other things there. They said he rules ease for water from shower heads. I mean, these liberal Democrats got into the amount of water we were using even to take a bath with, and they even on the shower heads and started regulating. They couldn't put out so much water. The Trump administration has relaxed the regulation restricting water flow from shower heads, a pet peeve of President Donald Trump, who complained that he wanted more water to make his hair perfect. Since 1992, federal law has dictated that shower heads shouldn't spew more than 2.5 gallons of water a minute, as newer shower fixtures came out with multiple nozzles. The Obama administration updated the ruling, stating that 2.5 gallons was still the limit regardless of how many nozzles were running. The new ruling issued on Tuesday now means each shower head can emit 2.5 gallons a minute. So shower heads, you take a shower, the water doesn't come out, Trump said last summer. You want to wash your hands, the water doesn't come out. So what do you do? So, these liberals are regulating. They're getting into regulating everything. They want to regulate your life. And so at least Trump's on the lookout for that. And even, I think the liberals even stopped regular light bulbs stopped. They said we could, they not to make them anymore. And I think Trump started that back up. I mean, They want to cut out everything. I mean, they want to get into the nitpicky stuff, and they want to ban everything in your life. So you got to watch them for sure. All right, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Bob. You're sounding good down here. And thanks for owning that. J.A.J.Y. from N4ROQ back to net.
Alrighty, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOY. Isn't that amazing? They want to regulate the water. But I'll bet Al Gore, I'll bet that son of a gun has more than 2.5 gallons coming out of the shower head. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he has a house in your state, correct?
Yeah, he's from down here in Tennessee, that's correct. I think his dad was a senator here before he was, so I can't say that he was, and he was. They voted him in there for years ago, they sure did.
Well, I heard that it was reported that his house uses the equal amount of energy of 20 standard homes in the great state of Tennessee. But he's going to tell the people that climate change is a problem and we've got to conserve energy. Amazing. Alrighty, let me jump up to Mr. William. KO4FE, KAHJOY. It is your turn, sir.
Bill, it's your turn, KL4FE. If you can't hear the net, it's your turn, sir. N4ROQ.
Maybe Bill stepped away from that, so I'll just put a pause there. Let me step down to Mr. Ritchie. KB2DMD, KAHJOY.
And,
The fact that there's a lot of officers that will not take part of that. They will not be any part of that gun confiscation. So I agree with you there. Thank you, Richie, KB2DMD. And it wasn't disrespectful, but I'm using NetLogger, so I have it in numerical order. And you were the next one on the list, so I did not mean that with disrespect, and I know you'd know that. Let me jump up and see if Bill's here again. KO4FE, KHJY, are you back, William? Nothing heard. How about AA1FC? Mr. Fred in Connecticut, it is your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I've got you down here in Tennessee. He's asking if you can hear him there, Bob. KO4FE is Bill, N4ROQ is Larry, and KA8JOY is Bob. Roger. Yeah, Bob, B-O-B, K-A-A is an alpha, KA8JOY, Roger. Have you concluded there? You're going to pass on and go on?
Okay.
I think he wants you to go ahead and pass him up this time.
All righty. I did not copy him now. I copied him when he checked in, but everybody went long, so. With that being said, I'm at the end of the list. Let me see if I have any new check-ins. This is KHLY for the Real Liberty Net, over.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray.
Well, there's a good sounding stranger, KK4WX. Good evening, and I am right where I could hand it off to you, over.
Okay, Bob, good deal. So I guess it's my turn then, is that correct, over?
Roger, roger. KK4WX, you are next up.
Okay, real good, real fine business, and good to hear you, Bob, and good to hear the Larry, and I could hear the last gentleman a little bit, and good copy on Richie there and KB2DMD. I really enjoyed your comments there, Richie, and I couldn't agree more. I tell you what, it's an alarming time, and it's something else. I tell you, it's nothing like I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, that's for sure. And I know I haven't been on the Liberty Net since this, I don't know if I've even been on since the election, but it's been awful depressing, to say the least. But we're doing like you, Richie. We're doing a lot of praying, and we haven't given up. We haven't given up, and we know that the one true and only God is in control, and he may let this wicked individual wind up being our president, just like Obama. We know that the good Lord puts in place kings, and he removes them. So we just necessarily might not understand why, but we know that, we also know that if we read the book of Proverbs, that he definitely detests fraud or uneven scales, as I think some of the verses refer to. It refers to uneven scales or unbalanced scales, which basically means fairness. So any kind of a fraud and this kind of thing that went on in our election is straight from Satan. There's no doubt. But anyway, having said all that, we got some good people on it, and we, believe it or not, a lot of smart people are
going on.
Are documenting
what's going on,
and they got the truth and what's been going on. So, you know, right here in Georgia has always pretty much been a red state for a long time, very, very conservative. And now all of a sudden it's flipped and supposedly went blue, as I guess they refer to it as, voting for a Democrat. It's just no way in the world this would ever happen. I live here in Georgia, and I'm telling you, it just doesn't happen. And we've had a lot of sources there that have moved into the state. Our elected officials here have courted Hollywood and tried to get them to relocate here in Georgia and to make movies and so forth and so on. And some of them have. Some of the Hollywood movie industry has moved here to Georgia. I don't know what in the world these elected officials of ours are thinking. What in the world are they going to bring to Georgia when they bring all these liberal-minded people from California, Hollywood, and bring them into Georgia? Do they think that all of a sudden the good climate and the good old southern hospitality and people are going to change their ways? Well, absolutely not. They're going to make a change in at our voting block. They're going to change our state for the worse.
I don't think the vote matters anymore. It's all bad.
It's disgusting, to say the least, to have to live in a fine state of Georgia and then to see this kind of thing going on. And to see it going on personally with officials that you put in office that you thought were supposedly doing a good job. Brian Kemp, our governor, being one of them. Raffensperger, he's the Secretary of State here. He's another one. These people are absolute criminals. And the governor of our state is a criminal, and so is the Secretary of State. He's a criminal. As Lynn Wood said, they need to go to jail for what they've done to this state. It's just unbelievable at the influence and stuff that Brian Kemp has done to this state by encouraging Chinese influences and Chinese-owned manufacturers to relocate to our country, not only our country, but our state. It's just totally unbelievable. Anyway, this is KK4WX for ID. I don't want to get too long here without ID, but it's just absolutely heart-wrenching and disgusting to see what's happening. I'm just sort of tight-lipped about my opinions about certain things and how the South is being changed. You know, I'm an old Southerner, and I can't help it. My heart's in the South, but my heart's in this country as well. But, you know, why the people in the extreme northeast and other sections of the country, the extreme northwest section of the country, Washington, Oregon, California. A lot of these states think the way they do, or vote the way they do. I don't know why they put up with the elected officials the way they do and have the representation they do. I don't understand it. I don't think I'll ever understand it. Why would you put anyone in office like this so-called AOC? It just boggles the mind. But yet, you see these people, I see them every day riding through our state, riding down I-75 here and on their way to Florida to relocate, or down here to Georgia to relocate, or over here to North Carolina to relocate. They're leaving the state of New York. They're leaving up there to the Northeast. They've created such a mess up there in their own state, and now they can't stand it. They can't stand the high taxes. They can't stand the way they've let the politicians get away with murder and what they've done to their own state. So what do? They move down here, and they infiltrate our part of the country. And I don't mind somebody coming here and moving and maybe relocating and living here in Georgia or Florida or South Carolina, North Carolina. I don't mind that. I mean, that's their privilege. We all live in the same country, but then they bring their stinking politics with them. You know, if you're going to move down south here, keep your politics up north. If you don't like it where you're at, you want to move down here, okay. But leave your politics behind. I'd appreciate it if you'd do that. Because we don't want you. I don't want you. I'm letting you know now. I don't want you. Stay the heck up there where you're at. And that's no offense against any of the fine gentlemen that's on this net. I know we've got a lot of good representation that lives in that part of the country that doesn't believe in those evil, wicked ways of those politicians up there. But I don't know why. They just seem like that's where they all come from. So forgive me for having saying so. Having said that, again, I want to announce that I've got a video that my nephew sent to me, and it's the most revealing video that I have ever seen on this whole election debacle. It reveals all of the major players, Dominion voting machines, all of the companies that's involved, all of especially the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and how they're involved, how they've got money invested and whatnot in Dominion, all the software. It's just totally and completely unbelievable. And how we got a Supreme Court that won't even hear it. That's another unbelievable thing. Can you believe that? Just that we got a Supreme Court that won't even listen to it. Even the appointees that President Trump has put in there, they won't even hear it. My gosh, what's going on? I don't know if this is true, and I don't want to spread untruth or anything, but I've got a pretty good source, and he seems to think that this Justice Roberts has been compromised. He said that he wouldn't hear a case no matter what if it was for Trump. I mean, he's like a never Trumper, and no matter what, good, bad, evil, or what, he's not going to hear it. And I also heard that he's compromised that they've got evidence on this guy as having been on this Epstein Island. don't know if that's true, and I, like I said, I don't want to spread bad rumors, but this is what, this is kind of the thing I've heard, so I don't know. If that is true, it's no wonder that he's being, you know, he's compromised. That's all there is to it, so no wonder. So anybody that would like to get a copy of this video, it's a rather long video, but it goes into a lot of detail. If anybody would like this, please email me at my email address that's on QRZ. Just email me and just state that you would like to be given the link to this video, and I'll send it to you. By the way, it's not on YouTube, it's not on Facebook, it's not on Twitter. None of the big tech giants will even keep this thing at all. They'll get rid of it, delete it, do whatever. And so it's not available on any of those sources. This is from the Epic Times. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, Epic Times, but I tell you what, it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen or heard on the whole debacle. So with that, Bob, back over there to you, and very good evening to you and all the Liberty Netters here, and may each and every one of you have a wonderful upcoming Christmas. K-A-8-J-O-Y, this is K-4-W-X in Southern Georgia, over. Probably not anything more than anybody else has heard, but this is what's confusing to me. I keep hearing all the sources, including the conservative sources, saying that the early voting has already started. And cast your vote early. Well, I don't know about the other kind of votes, like the mail-in ballots and this and that. You know, this is the first time we've ever had this mail-in balloting stuff. I mean, they cut a deal with Stacey Abrams, supposedly. This is Brian Kemp, our governor, and the Secretary of State Raffensperger. They cut a deal of all things with Stacey Abrams. Now, why would they do that? Cut a deal with Stacey Abrams to not verify the signatures on the envelopes and the registration of the voters and the ballots. I don't want to understand it. It's just completely and totally mind-boggling. And also, Kemp, in 2018, I believe it is, he went in the deal and bought a whole new voting machine here in the state of Georgia. It's Dominion voting machines. The ones that have been compromised. They're the ones that put Hugo Chavez in the office. So now we've got Dominion voting systems here in the state. So as a voter, as a conservative, I'm beside myself. I voted myself on election day, and I had no trouble at the polls. I didn't have to wait in huge long lines or anything. I just went on in, and I don't live in no real big metropolis or anything like Atlanta, but my town here in South Georgia, I didn't have any trouble going to my polling place and walking in, and I mean, I walked right in and pulled up. They handed me a piece of paper. I filled it out and went on ahead and gave it to another official. They checked it and they approved it. And then I went on in and went behind one of those machines and voted. It's just simple as that. It printed out a paper ballot, and then I took that paper ballot and I handed it to another election official, and they fed it into a scanner, and that paper ballot was scanned, and then I don't know what happened to it then, but anyway, it was obviously stacked up or whatever. So that was the procedure. So why would I want to go vote early? And with all of the fraud that's happened in this state, why would I want to cast my vote by mail? I can tell you this. I do know this. This is a fact, folks. This is a true fact. And my sisters, now she's... my sister's over 70 years old. I won't give her away too much, but she's over 70 years old, very conservative, just like I am. And she went to the polls to vote and to cast her vote. And when they came to her name, they asked her if she had voted by mail-in ballot. And she said no. And she said, well, it looked like somebody has already voted in her place. Now, how can that be? She said she hadn't voted. She said, well, would you like to delete that ballot? Would you like to delete it and vote now? And she said, yeah, I didn't vote. I don't understand. Where did it, who was it that got my ballot that voted? So I know that happened personally in my own family. So we've got issues here, folks, here in Georgia. I don't know what's going on, but this is like communist China or somewhere or Venezuela. Man, we're in sad shape. So this is something that I know personally that's happened within my own family, and it's just alarming. Now, I'm going to go vote on Election Day. I think it's January 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't plan on doing anything otherwise. My wife and my son is going to do the same. We're all going to vote on Election Day. We're not going to vote early. We're not going to vote by absentee ballot. And we're not going to vote by a mail-in ballot. So there you go. I don't know what the rest of the... state and the rest of the citizens here in the state of Georgia is going to do, but I do know that we're being lobbied left and right. People are trying to move into the state just to get a vote in. I think that's wrong, too. I think that the people, if they got in other words, to be able to be qualified to vote in this next election for our two senators, I think you should have to have some kind of proof, or it should be on record that you voted in the last election. I don't believe you should be able just to all of a sudden move here from California or wherever long enough to cast a vote, and then the next thing you know, you moved away. How in the world could this be legal? KA8JOY from KK4WX.
That's
early voting and mail-in voting just opened the door for fraud. That is fantastic. So thank you there, Russ. Appreciate it. Let me look and see if I've got anybody else. Late check-in.
KJOY, looking for any late check-in.
I heard a Zulu X-ray Charlie checking in. You better get him, Bob.
I don't hear him, so if you can get it for me.
Zulu X-ray Charlie, come again. Okay, Jesse, real good. I'm not too good at copying somebody's statements and whatnot and repeating them. But I will check you in and let him put your name down on NetLogger. I see I brought NetLogger up. Looks like I can see everybody has checked in, so hopefully he'll check you in and probably let you go right now after my statement there. So anyway, Bob, this is Jesse, KG4 ZGC, and he wants to be checked in. Over.
All right. That's your call. Kilo Golf 4. As you can see, I've got it on net longer. Jesse,
there's
an amplifier on, but Jesse, if you can hear me,
it'll
be your turn. Go ahead.
Okay, Jesse, he said he's not copying you, but it's your turn that you can go ahead, and I've got an excellent copy, and I'm sure there's others here on the net that's got a copy on you as well, so go right ahead and make your comments. KG4ZXC, it's your turn. KK4WX in the group.
Right, but we as what they know about it.
What you can do, like probably that says, we'll pay $1,200 for the bus. That is illegal, people. That is wrong. It's unconstitutional. It is unruly. And this is just, if you want to let this happen, then, you know, I guess everybody in America deserves this type of president. Because this just pisses me off to no extent. Follow these trucks around, videotape the polling centers, and start following these trucks and start videotaping where they come from, when they come in, how they come in. Start paying attention to it, because if they don't do it once, they're going to do it twice. And I want everybody to understand one thing. We're already in a civil war. We're in a war. We're in a war with our own government trying to take our rights away from us as we speak. It's already too late for a whole lot. Everybody better start saying that this is very important. But, all right, well, that being said, this is a case of the administration. And that's to all of you southern states that can hear me down there. This is a case of the administration.
Amen.
Hey, good deal. Good deal, Jesse. High five to you, my friend. KG4ZXC from KK4WX. Man, I there's no way I could repeat all that. From my memory, it's just not that good, but I tell you what, everything you said, I'm right here 100% behind you. You know, what you said about the about praying and all, I couldn't agree more with you. It's like a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like the guy was sitting there, a couple of guys was sitting there and standing up, I heard the other day, and they said, well, they were both of them propped on shovels, and they started praying. They prayed for the Lord to dig them a hole. Well, the thing of it is, they expect you to get the he expects you to get the shovel in action and start digging the hole too, and helping out. So you're certainly not going to get the hole dug by yourself by only praying. You've got the tools and the means to do it with. So you need to go on ahead and do it. Jesse, you're 100% right. So anyway, Bob, I just relayed just this bit for you because I found that extremely interesting. Jesse's got proof of all this, so I guess if you wanted to email Jesse, you probably have his email address. I don't know. Maybe he's got it on QRZ like I do. But he said that he's got Jeffrey Epstein's airplane or flight log or something with all the people that was involved with going back and forth to this Epstein Island. And it is for fact that John Roberts is compromised, just as I thought I heard. I couldn't remember exactly where I heard that, and I hated to go on about something I couldn't prove, but here we got good old Jesse that's acknowledged it, that Len Wood, the famous attorney out of Atlanta, he's the source of this, and he's got proof of it. So, yes, John Roberts, our illustrious Supreme Court Justice, is compromised by going on, evidently, Epstein Island and has been involved with probably underage sexual matters and things of this nature. I don't know. I can't say. I didn't see it, but evidently Len Wood said that he's got proof. So I don't feel that Len Wood would say that unless he could back it up. He's just that kind of attorney. Also, I did want to mention this. I failed to mention this also, Bob, that the only people that could change the election law, and this is not something that's the state. This is our Constitution that says this, that only the state legislatures can change our election process or our election laws and procedures. Only our elected officials, in other words, our legislatures. Nobody else. The governor doesn't have that power. The Secretary of State doesn't have that power, although they took it upon themselves to bring in a whole new voting system and then allow this mail-in ballots and stuff. This was never allowed by our legislature. And Trump administration, as well as many others, has tried to get the governor, as well as the lieutenant governor, to call for a special session of the Georgia legislature to do something about this. And the governor and the lieutenant governor has refused to call a special session, and they could have done it. Well, what I don't understand is, even if the governor and the lieutenant governor doesn't want to call a special session, why can't somebody else, why can't the legislatures themselves get together and call for a special session? This is totally mind-boggling to me, and it's something that I can't figure out. So, Jesse, believe me, there's people down here in Georgia and the South that's trying to do what we can. Believe me, there's all kind of raising cane. And by the way, Biden came down to Atlanta, if you can believe this, in Fulton County, which is heavily blue territory. He came down to Fulton County, I think it was last week, for a rally for these other two Democratic senators that's in the runoff. And would you believe that they couldn't even get together a good crowd? They couldn't even get together hardly a crowd whatsoever. But yet, President Trump can come down here and do a rally for Senators Loeffler and also Senator Perdue. He can do a rally for them down in Lowndes County. And Lowndes County, by the way, according to the last election, voted for Biden. Now, how that happened, I'll never know. That's in the extreme southern portion of the state, down on the Florida line. And you wouldn't believe the huge crowds that came in to that rally. I mean, it was at the Lowndes County Airport, and it was huge. Believe me, it was huge. You just wouldn't believe it. So where are all these people that supposedly voted for Biden? I just don't understand it. They're not here when they call for rallies, I can tell you that. So, Bob, back to you. I hope a lot of you heard Jesse, because he sure had a lot of good things to say, and I'm sorry for hogging the, for keeping on going on here. So, back to you, Bob, KAHJOY from KK4WA.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you for relaying. I did listen to Jesse on SDR in the state of Massachusetts, so I'm on 47, so thank you for being here. KG4WS. And thank you, Jesse. KG4GX in the C. Thank you for your comments. And I've got Mr. Larry from the Great State of Tennessee. S4ROQKAAJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Now, I've been watching this census deal. There's a lot of illegal immigrants in here, and these liberal Democrats are wanting them to be counted. The illegal immigrants, illegal aliens from Mexico and San Salvador and wherever that have came to the United States illegal, they're wanting them to be counted. So they have more senators in the states, California and different places, and they can keep the ones that they got. A pretty good article here in the USA Today. It says, Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday gave the Trump administration a few more weeks to try to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census count used to apportion seats in Congress, in part because the effort may prove fruitless. A quick decision in a case argued November the 30th signaled the court's hope that it can avoid a more consequential ruling on an issue that can could affect the balance of political power in Congress for the next decade. Now, I don't think these Supreme Court justices they won't stand up for what's right. They're going with the liberal view on everything. Even these illegal aliens, they're not wanting to go along with excluding them from the census as far as counting them in for this legislative people to vote, you know, legislators. More people you got in the states, more legislators you got. Well, they're wanting to count them in as people being here, just like you and I. They're wanting to count them as already as residents, because they're probably going to go ahead if the Biden gets in. I'm sure that they're going to try to go ahead and do some type of legislation where they'll have them all here as anyone that's here. And they're already said they're going to usher them in from the border like nobody's business and keep just bring them all in. Anybody that wants in can come on in. So that's the way the liberal view is. So you can look for that to happen. But moving on to this article, the decision was unsigned, but the court's three liberal justices dissented. They would have struck down the policy as unlawful. President Donald Trump announced in July his intention to exclude up to 10.5 million. They've already found 10.5 million undocumented immigrants from the tabulation on the theory that they are not permanent residents and they do not merit political representation. Well, that is true. They're not. They're undocumented immigrants. They're aliens, illegal aliens that have come in here, and they are not permanent residents and they do not merit political representation. That's what Trump's saying. By counting them is difficult, and the Census Bureau has said it might not complete the work in time for Trump to submit a report to Congress before leaving office. At present, this case is riddled with contingencies and speculation that impede judicial review. The court's majority opinion said to begin with, the policy may prove feasible to implement in any manner whatsoever, let alone in a manner substantially likely to harm any of the plaintiffs here. Everyone agrees by now that the government cannot feasibly implement the memorandum by excluding the estimated 10.5 million aliens without lawful status, the majority said. Associate Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for himself and the court's two other liberals, said the case was ripe for a decision now. Now, here are these liberals on this Supreme Court, Breyer and two more, and wanting to include these on as residents of the state. The plain meaning of the governing statutes, decades of historical practice, and uniform interpretations from all three branches of government demonstrate that aliens without lawful status cannot be excluded from the decennial census solely on account of that status, Breyer said. Now here's Breyer. He's one of the he's saying that they cannot be excluded from that. From the census, the government's effort to remove them from the apportionment base is unlawful, and I believe this court should say so. So we have got a trouble, especially in the Supreme Court right now. Let's see. I'm moving on down from there. Trump's plan, if implemented in sweeping fashion, could strip California and perhaps other states of seats in the House of Representatives. States with large numbers of undocumented immigrants tend to lean Democratic, while those that could gain House seats are majority Republican. The justices agreed to hear and decide the case quickly because time is running out on the 2020 census process. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross' report to the president is due December the 31st. Trump has about 10 days after that to report to Congress on the number of House seats allocated to each state. So this is something that is very important, that we need to keep the illegal immigrants out of the count for permanent residents. It cannot be counted as permanent residents and count toward the House of Representatives or I'm not sure about the Senate, how all that works, but they did mention the House of Representatives here. So back to you up there, Bob from Larry in Tennessee, KA8JOY, N4ROQ, back to Nat.
Since you brought up that temperature, I'm going to throw one up in the news map. Congress needed to haggle over a massive fentanyl to fund the federal government in a separate COVID relief plan. One of the points of contention was that illegal aliens receive a tax
Bill, it's your turn, KO4FE. This is KK4WX for relay.
Okay, Rod. Well, thanks for the relay. I had an unavoidable phone call, so I ended up having to go away from Rick. Well, anyway, conditions are kind of hit and miss. I guess the band's long. Russ, you're coming in like gangbusters. Larry's coming in, but I'm having a lot of trouble talking and Bob. So I'm going to read an article by Pat Buchanan, and I think this kind of sums up the situation. He's here going on with these historical figures, and probably it's going to get worse. This is basically an effort to erase the history of white people. I mean, let's just make it clear. So anyway, headline, after Lee, it's Lincoln's turn. First they came for Confederates, and that purge is far from over. Jefferson Davis Highway in Arlington, named for the president of the Confederacy, has been rechristened Richmond Highway, and Arlington Group is calling for the removal of Robert E. Lee's name from Lee Highway to be replaced with Mildred and Richard Loving Avenue. The Lovings were an interracial couple who challenged and helped overturn Virginia's anti-miscegenation law in the Warren Court. This month, the statue of General Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson was removed from the campus of the Virginia Military Institute, where Jackson taught before leading Confederate troops at the First Battle of Bull Run. Jackson died friendly fire after his victory at Chancellorsville in 1863. Had he been with Lee at Gettysburg 2 months later, that most decisive battle of the Civil War might have had a different outcome. But to the cultural Marxist revolution has moved far beyond Davis, Lee, and Jackson, out west of Abraham Lincoln's term. A renaming committee of the San Francisco School District wants the great emancipator's name removed from Lincoln High School for crimes against Native Americans. Our 16th president ordered the Navajo tribe off their Arizona lands in New Mexico, resulting in forced mass execution in U.S. history. Lincoln's homestead Pacific Railway Act wasn't lost with large swaths of tribal land. Other names to be removed from San Francisco's schools include those of George Washington, Herbert Hoover, and, listen to this, Senator Dianne Feinstein. In 1984, Mayor Feinstein allowed a Confederate battle flag to be flown at City Hall, so even the liberals aren't immune from these attacks. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, I mean, she's the archenemy of anything conservative, but even she's not spared because she allowed a Confederate flag to fly at City Hall. Anyway, continuing with the article, as one looks down the list of greats whose statues are to be pulled down and names removed from public buildings, there seems to be a single common great sin for which none can be forgiven. The unpardonable heresy, Columbus, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Jackson, Polk, Lee, Teddy Roosevelt, Wilson, and Lincoln disbelieved in the equality of all races, people, cultures, and civilizations. And these men lived and acted in conformity with this belief. Lincoln detested slavery, but did not believe in social or political equality between the races, as he concluded to the Stephen Douglas in one of their 1858 debates. He said, "We cannot then make them equal." Quote unquote. Still, between 1789 and 1960, a republic led by those men who preached but did not practice equality built the greatest nation in our history. He's ever victorious in war with the mightiest manufacturing base and the highest standard of living on earth, America was by the day of JFK the envy of mankind. Yet, since Jamestown in 1607, we have been governed by men who disbelieved in equality and regarded the suggestion that all men are created equal, and disregarded the suggestion that all men are created equal. That proposition first appeared in the Declaration of Independence, written by a member of Virginia's land and aristocracy who owned scores of slaves, and described the Indians against whom we fought as merciless savages in the same document signed on July 4th, 1776. For Lee, the dishonors do not stop. The Virginia History Commission just voted to replace the general statue in the U.S. Capitol with a statue of Barbara Rose Jones, a teenager who in 1951 led a strike in her high school to demand the benefits white kids were receiving. Somehow I don't think Barbara Rose Jones anywhere in the same category as Robert Lee. Was Lee really the racist and traitor of all his haters' depictions, deserving of the gallows rather than being honored for how he fought to sever the Union? Perhaps the last word should go to a president who still revered Lee as late as 1906, Dwight Eisenhower. This is what he said about Lee. He said General Robert E. Lee was one of the most supremely gifted men produced by our nation. He believed unswervingly in the constitutional validity of his cause, which until 1865 was still an arguable question in America. He was a poised and inspiring leader, true to the high trust reposed in him by millions of his fellow citizens. He was thoughtful yet demanding of his officers and men, forbearing with captured enemies, but ingenious and unrelenting, and personally courageous in battle, and never disheartened by reverse or obstacle. Through all his many trials, he remained selfless, almost to a fault, and unfailing in his belief in God. Taken together, he was a notable as a leader and as a man, and unsullied as I read the pages of our history. From deep conviction, I simply say this: a nation of men of Lee's caliber would be unconquerable in spirit and soul. Indeed, to the degree that present-day American youth will strive to emulate his rare qualities, including his devotion to this land, is revealed in his painstaking efforts to heal the nation's wounds once the bitter struggle was over. We in our own time of danger and a divided world will be strengthened and our love of freedom sustained. Such are the reasons why I proudly display the picture of this great American on my office wall, close quote. And if Truman was a Democrat, could you imagine any Democrat making a statement such as that about Robert E. Lee, or for that matter, any white person in our history? They'd probably rather drink a gallon of buzzer puke than to say anything like that today. That's how far our country has deteriorated and went down the tubes. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty National, KM4FE.
Okay, Bob, he turned it back to you. Beautiful copy down there in southern Georgia, but back to you, Bob. KAAJOY from KK4WX, if you're able to copy.
Toward Georgia, W7LZ.
Hey, Richie, it's back to you. It's your turn. KK4WX for relay.
You guys got a copy on Goldendale, Washington, W7LZ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he turned it to you, Richie.
Yeah.
Transmission and comments there. KB2DMD from KK4WX relaying for Bob. Bob, I don't know if you're able to copy me anymore. I know you were real way down and had just about disappeared off of my S meter, but I know that I did hear you say that you were listening in on other folks' radio there on SDR, I think, Web SDR. So hopefully he copied your comments there, Richie. Very, very good, and I agree wholeheartedly with the mask comment. So I'm trusting everybody except for maybe Bob received your transmission, because I know I'm pretty sure everybody else should have gotten your transmission, but Bob, so I don't know. Having said that, Bob, I'll send it back up there to you and let you continue on. So KA8JOY in the Liberty Net, this is KK4WX.
Contact Russ.
Okay, stand by.
Stopped talking. I couldn't hear him there. You got a better copy on him,
Ralph? He's disappeared off of the map on me. I was hearing him, and then I don't know if he turned it to the AA1FC station or in Connecticut or what. So I don't know. There was a contact in there also just after I turned it over to Bob. But anyway, Bob, are you able to copy me at all? This is KK4WX. You're just about gone now, over. Okay, I heard you.
I heard you that time.
Not sure, but I think you gave it to me.
But I'm going to give it to the I'm going to give it to the contact or the breaker there and see. Go ahead, break. This is KK4WX.
Okay, Chris. This is KK4WX, Jesse, real quick. I wanted to let the 57 Indianola Gulf, David, jump in there. Any other comments for one of you guys?
Okay, was there a Whiskey 7 Indian Lima Golf that had a comment? Over.
Yes, sir. I don't know. Can you hear me okay, W7LZ?
Go ahead, Jesse, and pick him. Go ahead and pick him up if you want to. Over.
Okay, can you guys hear me, W7LZ?
Still talking, wasn't sure, but I wanted to give them the leeway on the next go around.
Can you guys copy W7ILG?
Roger, roger. We're copying somewhat, so go ahead and make your comment. Over.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to comment and say that it was really nice to hear people talking about real history, and I truly appreciate it. I'm up here in Goldendale, Washington. The name is Dave, and it's really good to hear people talking like this, and God bless the South, and God bless the USA.
Okay, well, let's see. What was your name there, please?
Dave.
It's David.
Okay, David, good deal. I like that name. Whenever, never will, certainly anyone that's ever read the Bible knows the name David for sure. Good deal. W7ILG up in Washington, state of Washington. How about those apples, Bob, and the rest of you guys? You're being heard up in Washington State. David said that it's really refreshing and good to hear these kind of comments coming over the airwaves there. So with that, Bob, I don't know if you've heard David or not, but if you want to log W7ILG in the net logger there, go ahead and do that, and then I'll turn it back to you real briefly, Bob. Over.
All righty, I did enter it in the net logger, and I did copy him, so I'm going
to
give it back to you, KK4WX.
Okay. Okay, Bob, good deal. I think you turned it over to me there, and we appreciate your comments, David, 100%. I hope you're able to copy me okay. I did copy you there, so even we've got some noisy conditions, and the band's kind of up and down, but... surprisingly, so we don't hardly hear anybody from out from the northwest out there too often. So, very good on your comments there. We appreciate them. I'm not net control. KA8JOY. Bob is actually net control, and he's located in Richfield there. Ohio, and. He's actually running you're tuned in to the Liberty Net, by the way, the Liberty Net. And it meets here every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the Liberty Net on this frequency. So you're welcome anytime. If you hear us, please join in. Having said that, I believe it's my turn, so... I don't have a whole lot to add because everybody else has pretty well said it all. And I tell you, Richie, you really hit the ball out of the park. And, of course, everybody else here has, too. I don't know what else I can say, but I'm with you 100% on the math sentiment. Would you believe that our hometown here of Tifton has actually passed a mask mandate? So if you're uptown somewhere, I guess even outside walking on the sidewalk, according to our the city council,
has passed some kind of mask ordinance, or if you're in a business or whatever, you've got to be wearing a mask. Are you kidding?
I see people all the time. I was in Walmart today, and I saw all kind of people that wasn't wearing a mask. So I don't know what the deal is, but I couldn't agree with you more. It's just unbelievable. How can the government or anybody, as far as that goes, especially a local government, mandate for you to wear a local mask? So, wear a mask locally, I should say. So, back there to you, Bob. I'm going to cut this one kind of short and let you keep turning it around. KA8JOY from KK4WX, Southern Georgia.
All righty, Russell. KK4WX, thank you for helping me. And again, if you open the AIM window on Netlogger, we can message, and I've sent you a message there. So with that being said, I'll hand it over
State
to
State of Washington, they meet on Wednesday night, same time.
Kilo Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray, and a Charlie, KAJOY.
What did he say there, Russ? You got a good copy on him and he stopped.
He's fell out on me. He's totally fell out on me, Larry, so I'm not sure. Bob, are you able to copy KK4WX? Over.
Negative. I don't copy him, but I can hear him on an SDR.
Okay, I believe it's Jesse's turn on the net logger. I'm looking here, and it looks like it's Jesse's turn. So I'm going to take the opportunity and just say I'm not copying you too well. I can hear you, Bob, but I'm not 100%. So with that, I'm just going to go ahead and turn it to Jesse and let him take his turn. KG4ZXC up in the great state of Pennsylvania. To take it. This is KK4WX, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you, Russ. KK4WX, KG4ZHC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And yeah, I'm not copying Bob. I barely copied Bill briefly, but then he faded out. And Rich, sorry if I do not copy you, sir. The band has been so long tonight, it's been unbelievable. Hey, thanks for coming by there, David. W7ILG. Good to hear you out of the great state of Washington there. God bless you guys out there as well. Well, anyway, you know, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse out of Pennsylvania here, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray, Charlie. And like I said, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. We meet here for 2200 hours. Eastern time, so on Wednesdays and Saturday nights. So you guys are welcome to join in any chance you get. Well, off of Gateway Pundits, this is something we already know. Georgia poll workers who spoke to the media or signed any type of affidavits about the November election integrity are initially fired. In the world of democratic communism, if you speak out against corrupt within the system, you get penalized. So poll worker Susan Voyle spoke up at the election and provided that proved that Dominion took over Georgia voting machines remotely in the 2020 election. So she was fired. The truth cannot be told or tolerated by the left speaking up against these people. And last thing, Susan Boyle would do what she would do for the election process in Georgia to help keep its integrity. And that was Ann Fulton County poll worker of Georgia who spoke about this, claiming that the voting irregularities in Georgia in the November election have been told that they will not return to work the Senate runoff race.
So, you know, they committed fraud once, they'll do it again, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what everybody needs to be aware of. This is not going to go away. And it looks like we are here to fight for this president. And also, I want to remind everybody, in January 6th, 2021, there will be a Trump protest rally in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to be there. I will go out of my way to be there. If I have to shovel snow to get there, I will be there. I just want everybody to know that there will be a protest on January 6th in Washington, D.C. So something for everybody to think about. If you can make it, support this president, guys. Get out there and voice your opinion and be heard, because we are America. We cannot let this voter fraud stand here in this country. And everybody needs to do their fair part. I don't care what it is, even if it means getting on the radio. If you're not capable of getting out and doing something, you know, voice your opinion. Make it be heard. Call your congressman. Call your senators. Call everybody you know and voice your opinion. Do not let them take this away from us, America, because we need our president to do the job that we elected him and only him to do, so we can get these swamp rats out of office, because China is behind it. This is a communist takeover and is a coup attempt. Everybody is aware of it, and we all need to be on top of this right here and now. So don't let your voice be stifled. This is KG4ZXC, Russ, and everybody down south, and you guys, thanks for being here tonight. This is KG4ZXC, back to Russ, to pass back to Net Control, KA8JOY.
Where did this idiot come from?
Okay, Jesse, real good. KG4ZXC from
KG4WX
in Southern Georgia.
Very good comments, and tell you what, I couldn't agree more with you there.
Yeah, we've definitely got to stick together, and we've got to really let everyone know that we're not going to take this election fraud and this communist takeover for sure. We've got to get up and do something about it. Let me repeat what Jesse just said about the rally or whatever is taking place. I guess it's a protest, basically, of this fraudulent election result. On January 6th, there's going to be a protest in Washington, D.C., and they're basically going to protest this fraudulent election. If you can make it, you need to get there. Jesse said he didn't care how he was going to do it, whether high water or whatever, shoveling snow, he was going to get there. So more power to you, Jesse. I wish I lived as close as you do to Washington, D.C., but unfortunately I don't. But anyway, good for you and good for everybody else that makes that protest. So I won't repeat everything that Jesse said. I know a lot of you are copying him. And Bob, hopefully you're listening to him on SDR radio. So with that, I'll turn it back to Bob, Net Control, KA8JOY, in the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia for relay. Over.
Thank you, Russ, KK4WX. Thank you for the relay. KG4ZX in the C, thank you for your comments. I did hear him on the SDR, so if you are copying me, Russ, I'm going to hand it up. I'm going to start back at number one on the netlogger. I'm going to start back with Larry for the 73 round. So N4ROQ, this is the 73 round. What do you have to sum up your night? Over.
Okay, thank you, Bob. I got you now. You're coming back in a little bit here on my radio, so hopefully band will start changing a little bit. Russ was talking about the early voting in Georgia, and there's an article here on the USA Today a few days ago that talks about the early in-person voting starts in Georgia runoff. The outcome will determine control of the U.S. Senate. I think the way it is, if the Republicans win one of the two races, and they will still retain control of the Senate. They lose both of them, they will lose control of the Senate, so hopefully we'll win them both. This comes from Atlanta. What could be the main event in Georgia? Two U.S. Senate runoffs, early in-person voting, got underway Monday. So it started this Monday, Russ, this past Monday, with lines trending shorter than during the first days of early voting for the general election. More than half of the record 5 million votes in the November the 3rd general election were cast during its three-week early voting period. So half of the votes were counted before the main voting day came up in the main election. Early in-person voting could be even more important than the January the 5th runoffs because of the short time frame for voters to request and send back ballots by mail as the two races decide on which party will control the U.S. Senate, which is, Russ has already talked about that there is some fraud involved with people already voting someone's ballot, and the person goes and says, "I'm ready to vote," and hands their card, their ID card, to the person there at the voting place, and they say, "You've already voted." So there's definitely some problems there besides the voting machines, which are from Venezuela. And there's already all kinds of fraud proved in those. But no one, as the article goes on, no one expects turnout to be as high as Democrats Raphael Warnock and Jan Ossoff try to oust Republicans U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, respectively. But Bernard Fraga, an Emory University professor who studies voting, said overall turnout could reach 4 million. So the article goes on, and I'll not go ahead and read it all there. Let me see if there's anything else that could come in there. It says, "I think the absentee ballots are going to be questioned when they count the votes," the architect said. "I wanted to be here in person, so my vote is counted and it's uncontested." So a lot of these ballots that are coming in, they don't know if they're coming from a dead person or what anymore. You just do not, cannot figure out what's going on without throwing away the envelope, so you don't know who the votes are really from. Whether they're brought in by just anybody, or they're made up fraudulently, or whatever. It's really a sad situation. It needs to be... All the states need to do the same thing, and that's vote by just by ballot again, and then scan it into whatever they need to scan it into, and do away with all these machines. They're too easy to corrupt it. Melissa Majunkin, 40, voted in Rome, a solidly Republican area in northwest Georgia, and cast her ballot for Perdue and Loeffler, saying that, "I will make my decisions based on what I think is the right choice." She has heard allegations of voter fraud in the general election and was a bit worried about the integrity of the vote in the runoff. "I never had a problem before now trusting it, but now I feel like there may be something going on that I don't want to trust, that I don't trust," she said. So a lot of people are figuring all this voting out, and even the Supreme Court's not wanting to look at any of this fraud. So, well, people, we're in some deep doo-doo trying to get anything paid. You know, all of them are paid off. They have to be paid off. So back to you up there, Bob, from Larry in Tennessee, KAHJOY, N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your comments. The band's a little more cooperative at the moment. So N4ROQ, KHOI. Next on the 73 round, Mr. Bill, KO4FE. I hope you can hear me, KAHJOY.
Hey, Bill, KO4FE, Bob said it was your turn there from Larry in Tennessee. Relay. KO4FE, it's your turn, sir, if you're listening, N4ROQ.
Hey, Bill, are you listening by any chance? I think he's turning it over to you. It's your turn, KO4FE in the group, KK4WX, over.
Check in.
There's a check in there, Russ, you want to get?
I think you probably got a better copy than I do. Larry, go ahead and get him.
Okay. So check in, go ahead, and I'll relay you in, sir.
In for ROQ, Larry down in Tennessee. I do hear you tonight, and I'm sitting here listening. Bob is awful light, and the guy in Georgia is coming in good. And also Pennsylvania, Jesse, he was coming in good. And I agree with all of you. I would appreciate it and would I'd go right along with him if President Trump would declare martial law and have the military come in and clean things out, so we have an honest election down the road. That would be the blessing for the country, as far as I'm concerned. If he would just declare martial law, and it wouldn't make any difference where you was at. If you was an honest person, why, it wouldn't be bothering you. But if you're a crook, why, and especially in the government, why, I would think that would get a hold of your you-know-what and go into a military court, not a civilian court, with John Roberts, because he's about as dirty as you can get. If you get on that list of people that went to Epstein's Island, it won't show you John Roberts' name on that list going down there. But if you dial in Epstein's Island and John Roberts, then it shows you he was there twice. So that's what I've witnessed and saw. Anyway, why, it's good to get on the net, and if anybody can close to Trump could get him to declare martial law, I think it would be a thing to do, and that way you could get the Chinese out of here, you could get the border jumpers out of here, and especially go in there and clean up the government, and that would include Hillary and George Soros and a couple of people in Omaha, right on down the line. And personally, I think they ought to be hung from a light pole for what they're trying to put this country into, communist dictatorship. So that's my opinion, so I'll leave it at that. KDRSA, back to Larry, over.
Okay, thank you, Mo. KD0RSA, good comments there. You said he needs Trump to declare martial law and just straighten everything out from there. These people are ruthless, these dictator socialists that's moving in and taking over our country. So I guess Bob probably heard some of that off of some of the websites he listened to. So back to you up there, Bob. That was Mo from Nebraska, KD0RSA. Back to you, N4OQ.
All right, Larry, thank you. I heard Mo great. So thank you, Mo. KDZRSA. Okay. I'm going to count that as round number two for Mr. Moe, and I'm going to continue on the 73 round. How about KB2DMD? We never heard from Bill, so I'm going to go to KB2DMD for the 73 round. Over.
DMD, I believe, sir, on relay for Bob. It's your turn.
Yeah, okay, Larry. I don't have much more. Good comments, though. And, boy, Mo is really booming in here tonight, so the band is definitely long. And, yeah, I think I pretty much said it all, and I'm just delighted that I've got so many brothers out there that feel the same way. And, you know, there was a company years ago that... what they wanted to know was, it was like Procter and Gamble, you know, some toothpaste manufacturer, somebody that made soap, something like that, and you know, they would get letters, and you know, sometimes the letters would say, you know, wow, I really, you know, love your toothpaste. It's the best. And sometimes they would get a letter that said, you know, your toothpaste stinks. I'll never buy it again. But what they wanted to do was find out what, you know, how many people each one of those letters represented. So they went to some big think tank and spent who knows how much money. And apparently there is, you know, some math that you can apply to that. You know, if you get a letter that says, I like your product or I don't like your product, you know, there is some math that they can apply to that and find out how many people felt the same way but didn't bother writing in. And, now, I don't know how they come up with that, but, you know, apparently there's some kind of algorithm they can apply and get a pretty good idea of how many people felt the same way but didn't bother to crank a sheet of paper in a typewriter or take out a fountain pen and write a letter. And apparently that system was so accurate, it's still used by Congress today to gauge how many people feel the same way but didn't take the time to write in. So that said, you know, I can tell that by the opinions expressed here and what I'm hearing on people that call into programs like the Alex Jones Show, and, you know, and let's face it, if you need real numbers, look at these million MAGA rallies, you know, and look at the rallies leading up till now. These people are not going to just quietly accept, you know, a fraud of this magnitude, Larry. And when I say this magnitude, it is so bald-faced. I think Alex Jones said it's like trying to get you to believe that there's no fish in the ocean. It really is. That was an excellent analogy, because it really is that bald-faced, that absolutely ridiculous, that somehow the most popular president, maybe in history, but certainly in my memory, I don't think JFK was as popular. I really don't, because JFK won by an extremely narrow margin, and it's been proven that it was to the corrupt Mayor Daley in Chicago and his electioneering in that town that gave and probably paid for with bootlegger daddy's money that pushed JFK over the top, just squeaked him by. But here is a completely different situation. Here you've got a guy that's a veritable rock star. The people follow every word he puts on Twitter. They hang on it like they can't wait until the next one comes out. I mean, you know, like I said before, love him or hate him, the guy's a rock star. The rallies, the this, the that. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that this stuttering, bumbling, doddering old man And not that there's anything wrong with being old. I talk to guys on amateur radio. I mean, they blow me away with their engineering knowledge. You know, and, you know, the guy sounds like he's 40, 45 years old. And he says, age here is 87, Rich. That happens all the time. So, you know, age is just a number. But this guy has obviously been given over to evil for so long, I don't believe he's got any soul left. Same like Hillary. I looked into those eyes, I don't see any soul in there at all. It's complete demonic possession. And this guy actually garnered more vote. He had a rally, Larry. Four people showed up. Four. One, two, three, four. I mean, come on. This guy won. He won the election. Come on. You know, and nobody is falling for it. So, yeah, praise God. Pack Washington. I wish I could go. I can't get out of here. I'm going to work up to my neck. But, you know, is it important enough that I should just, you know, put my customers on the back burner and go? Yeah, it absolutely is. It's just the logistics of it are impossible for me, unfortunately. So, you know, I know Russ would be there if he was closer and he could do it. I know a lot of people would be there. So, you know, you look at the million or what they figure out. One, they figured probably like 3 million showed up in Washington and then marched to the Supreme Court. So how many didn't show? So you got 3 million that made the drive, whether it's to the Million MAGA thing or whether it's to a Trump rally. And how many didn't go based on that algorithm that lets Procter & Gamble know how many people didn't like their toothpaste but wouldn't take the time to write in? I mean, that's the point. I mean, these numbers are staggering. There is absolutely no way Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won this election. And to assert otherwise is foolishness. That's all it is. So I guess that's it. I'm kind of cycling and repeating myself. And Larry, I'll turn it back to you because we're hearing each other pretty good. No need to relay. Everybody pretty much knows my feelings on this thing. So, and I'll just listen out from here on. So, with N4ROQ to take it, and KAJLY is net control, but I can't hear him. This is KB2DMD.
Okay, Rich, a good comment there. You know, this puts the, I just want to say one thing in the comments on that. This puts the Obama election in suspect, you know, were they using the same Dominion voting machines when Obama was elected? Two times, matter of fact. And, you know, they wouldn't have caught it this time if it looked. They shut the machines down that night of the election night. Trump was ahead in all the states that they said he lost there at that time. He was ahead in all of them. They shut the machines down. That's when they brought in all the extra ballots, and they also changed the voting totals. So with the people who are working for Dominion voting machines, who were owned by two people in Venezuela, and they've been using them in all. They said they've been using them in all those countries there close by to Venezuela. And all the dictators have been winning. So there's no doubt that the fix was in, and they fixed everything up. Why would Biden stay in his basement till the last week of the election and then come out and say a few words and, you know, he knew the fix was in. He knew the money was paid and the fix was in there. So that's what I figure, and have to look back and see if they were using Dominion voting machines back when Obama was in there. Who knows? So back to you up there, Bob, K-A-J-Y from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for being a relay along with Russ. I did hear KB2DMD on the SDR, but I do not hear him zero here. So with that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Russ. KK4 WX, the 73 round, sir. What do you have to say? Over.
Okay, Bob. KA8JOY. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia. Little down on the copy, Bob, but I did hear you and I heard you turn it over, and we're hearing everybody else fairly well. I'm really surprised that the band is holding up as good as it is. I'm just absolutely astounded at how good everybody's coming in. Mo, enjoyed hearing you and your comments, and maybe that's the cure to all this, is declared martial law and maybe get the government, or the I shouldn't say government, but the military in to maybe conduct these elections. I don't know what the answer is. That sounds kind of evil in a way, to let the military conduct the elections, because that almost sounds like something that would happen in a communist type government, but instead of a free people. But it's a fraud that is going on and just out in the open like that. It was even a State Farm center there up in Atlanta. I couldn't believe the fraud, and they had it on tape of them pulling the ballot boxes out when they shut the voting, when they shut the counting down. That's what it was. This was a coordinated effort, and it looked like it happened in all of the battleground states. And when I say battleground states, I'm sure you guys know which ones they are: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and I don't know. I think there may have been another one or two. I think seemed like Arizona, Nevada was another one there that they had a lot of fraud taking place. But how is it that all of these states can all of a sudden decide, okay, we're going to stop the counting now, we're going to shut it all down, folks? And then they had it on record that it such a certain time in the middle of the night, after supposedly they had stopped the counting, all of a sudden they had a huge spike in the count for Biden. A huge spike. How can that happen? The experts say it can't happen. There's no way, unless it was absolute fraud. So we know that, and there's no ifs, ands, two ways about it. Rich, good comments from you again. KB2DMD, excellent copy, and no needing to say any more. I'll tell you what, it's I'm like you. I'm just glad to know that we've got a group of people here on the Liberty Net that's got the courage to stand up and to speak our minds and to tell it like it is for what we know. Because if we've got a bunch of passerbyers that's just going to sit on their hands and do nothing and say nothing, we can forget it. We're going to be complete subjects under control by Beijing and President Xi, and or whatever you want to call him, Chairman Xi, and who knows what else, what other communist government's going to control us. As eventually, you know, that's what the Chinese intend to do, is eventually just take us over. And they're doing it by not even firing a shot. They don't even have to, they only have to shoot the first bullet or let go of the first bomb. I mean, they're doing it right in our own country, and we're letting it happen. So I guess I've had my say tonight. I appreciate it again. I appreciate this platform to sit here and let us vent our frustrations and the problems that go on, and I really value everybody's opinion here tonight.
thank you very much for letting us have this say, and so I'll give it back to you, Bob, and thank you for running the net as always. K-A-8-J-O-Y in the Liberty Net. This is K-K-4-W-X. Over.
Thank you, Russell. K-K-4-W-X, K-J-O-Y. Next is going to be Mr. Jesse. I don't hear him, so either you or Larry would turn him on to saying it's time for him to talk. K-G-4-G-X in a C, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Okay. I'll go ahead, Russ. Jesse, it's your turn, sir, from relaying, Larry relaying for Bob there. Go ahead, Jesse, in Florida.
Thank you there, Larry, and N4ROQ Relay and K8JOY Net Control for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Well, it's Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, and we can beat a dead horse all night long if we want to, but, you know, the only real thing that we need to be concerned with right now is supporting this president and stepping up to the plate and voicing our opinion and making sure that we're heard, because nobody else is going to do it for us. And everybody needs to quit being so complacent and throw away them dang masks. We don't need people wearing masks just promoting something that doesn't even affect half the American people as it is. Everybody staying at home and doing all that crap. Here we go again with the dead horse beating, but this is my opinion. But anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate everybody out there tonight. Mr. Moe, good copy tonight as well. So God bless you, sir. Larry, Rich, let's see, Russ, thank you for relaying, because I could not hear Bob or Bill or anybody tonight. But I'd like to go ahead and thank W1WCR, one of our founding fathers for the Liberty Net. God bless him if he's okay, and we keep him in our thoughts and prayers. And our net manager into IRJ, Mr. Marty, and into JTTF, Miss Laura, his sidekick. And I'd like to thank everybody on the Liberty Net tonight for being here. Great group of guys, even though the band was kind of long and couldn't hear everybody. But I want to say God bless America and the 73s all. From the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, this is KG4ZXC, and I have nothing further. So God bless each and every one. Good night, and thanks, Larry. And back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. You're sounding great down here. So, couldn't sound any better, I don't think, you know, for audio-wise and everything. So back to you up there, Bob. Jesse got had his comments there in for our looking.
I run Larry in for our queue before we meet this gentleman to Washington. Will you throw out to Jesse that I do not hear him, but I can hear him really well on the SDR, over.
I sure will. Bob wanted to give you a message, Jesse, that he can't hear you over the air, but he's hearing you on the SDR really good, so he heard your comments.
Okay, roger, roger.
He said roger, roger, Bob.
All righty, thank you, Larry. Appreciate that help. Next is the gentleman in Washington. Whiskey 7, Ida, Lincoln Golf. David, do you copy? And if you do, this is the 73 round. Your final thoughts. Over.
You want me to try a relay? I didn't catch it. If you want me to relay, I didn't catch your comment.
The call that I gave out was W7ILG.
W7ILG, it's your turn, sir. I relay it for Bob, K8JY. If you're in there, go ahead, sir. Nah, I don't hear anything.
All righty. Well, Well, the last on my list, but not least, is good old Mr. Mo. He was coming in great on the SDR and pretty good on my radio. So, Mr. Mo, you're our last participant on the 73 round, sir. KD0RSA, what do you have to close with? Over.
Mo, KD0RSA, if you can hear me, it's your turn there, sir.
Okay, KD0RSA, thank you, Larry. And did you kind of hear a ripple of Bob that not good enough to know what he said? Anyway, as far as that martial law thing, they aren't going to regulate voting thing. They'll support the Constitution, and that will clean out the crooks that are doing the adding the votes and what have you, and then they won't have to regulate it. It'll work on its own like it's supposed to, because if the Army does, martial law does what it's supposed to do, why, it'll get all of them people arrested, or else they'll be on the run and won't have time to mess with other stuff. And so that's my opinion. Maybe it's too drastic, but I don't think so. Because if you're not a crook, why, the martial law thing shouldn't affect you. But if you're a crook or do crooked stuff during the government and what have you, like Hillary and George Soros and Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, you would have something to worry about, because you would be in a military court. And if a military court works like it should, there's no sympathy in a military court. They'll just vote you, or however I do it, you'd be a criminal, and they would take care of it in that matter. You'd either be in the brig, and it'd probably be with bread and water. I used to have to walk guard duty in the brig, and it was not a pretty sight. And anyway, that's my opinion, and I'll stick to it. If Trump's got the guts to do her, there's a lot of us ready to help. The Army or whoever, KD0RSA, I'll turn her back to Bob, KAJOI or Larry, over.
Okay, Mo, good comments. Do you hear him there, Bob? He said, he needs to do it. He needs to do the martial law. Now's the time to do it. Don't let them get away and change everything back to Obama's the way it's been, and all this socialist stuff. They're getting worse and worse all the time. So back to you there, Bob, from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, I heard Mo great on the Massachusetts SDR, and I barely hear him on my station, so... With that being said, I'm going to close the window, and when I'm done, if Larry, you don't have to repeat it word for word, but if you would kind of just reiterate. So as I close the window on this night's LibertyNet, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. And good night, too, and if you would repeat this one when we're done. Good night to Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. This is KHAY, and Larry, if you'd kind of reiterate that, and we'll close the door.
Okay, Bob, relaying for Bob, everyone on the Liberty Net here. Thanks, everyone, for checking in, and...
the conditions were not so good tonight, but they were long range. Everyone helped each other out in relaying, and Russ did a tremendous job. Good night to Victor, W1WCR, Marty, and to RJ and Laura, also his wife. And again, Wednesday night is the next Liberty Net at 10 p.m. So anyone that enjoyed tonight can come back on Wednesday night. It's Wednesday and Saturday night at 10 p.m. So enjoy it. Thanks for running that, Bob. And everyone have a good week. And thanks for everyone checking in. So this is Larry in Tennessee and 4OQ relaying for Bob K8JOY. And good night. And Liberty Net is closed for tonight.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your help. And thank you, Russ, if you're still listening. So, N4ROQ and KK4WS 73. God bless you. KHOY.
73 is everyone. Have a good week.